You don't do the hype thing?
No.
Let me hear from the left. Let me hear from the right.
No, you know,
so not you.
Throw your hands in the air.
No. I've said that way too many times and necessary at shows of ours. How you feeling? Are you with us?
Yeah.
Put your hands out like that.
Your heart is not into
that. No.
Even though the duo Bon Jovi had its beginnings in the Toronto club scene, frontwoman Alana Stewart never really felt comfortable getting people hyped up. And that makes sense, too, since there's not much of that going on in the church choir, where she grew up singing. These days, though, she's striking a balance between those two worlds, and with the help of her partner, Ian Swain, they've been able to get the crowds hyped up just by playing music. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, it's Russ Boris. The Toronto duo Bon Jovi was born out of a basement party that Ian helped organize. Alana unknowingly broke the cardinal rule of DJing and interrupted Ian while he was mixing to ask him what song he was playing. But he didn't mind at all, and in fact, the two became fast friends as they bonded over music. Alana was already singing, but wanted to take her songs in a new direction. Coincidentally, Ian was also looking to try something new himself. They began working out songs together and soon finished an EP called Gimme Gimme. Several songs from that EP made their way onto various music blogs, and they began getting international attention and are now working on a full length. Singer Alana Stewart talked to The Alternate Side's Alisa Ali about how glad she is that after a lifetime of making music, she's finally found something that fits perfectly.
I grew up singing in the church. I started singing when I was about 8, but when I was about 14 or 15, I started writing my own music, and then I started recording really bad pop R&B tunes. Uh-huh. And that
like your own versions?
Some of my own versions, yeah. I decided with that, I didn't want to sign the production contract that they presented me. Said I didn't need to take it to a lawyer. I just wasn't interested. So I moved on to another production team, but that was a pretty bad experience where my name and my age and my bio, they were changed without my knowledge and released on radio and stuff. And so during that time, there were a lot of R&B singers and producers who wanted to follow the American R&B template. And so they wanted it to sound quote unquote more black and urban is what they told me. So
and
they
you didn't
opted
sound
for
black and urban enough.
Alana Stewart wasn't black or urban enough. So they thought Donna Boogie was. It is a stupid name. I mean, they had a list.
Donna
they
Boogie.
Said, you know, R. Kelly's got initial last name and Usher is just his first name. Like they had an actual template for, you know, this is the formula that you need to follow for success. And it just didn't feel right.
That song, Stumble, I just did have one quick comment, question about dancehall reggae. What do you guys think of the sirens sound? Like,
the air horn sound.
The air horn.
Yeah.
Or even like the siren, like it sounds like someone's pulling you over.
Yeah.
That's so many dancehall songs.
Good question.
Yeah. It's kind of a staple, right?
Yeah. It's almost overdone, would you say?
I would definitely say that.
I got the implication on your face. Yeah. We feel the same way. In fact, that was kind of our homage and also maybe trying to kill it off a bit, right?
Uh-huh.
Like to use it in a song differently, right? To actually pitch it and make it the melody. But I could, you know, go through life never hearing that again. In fact, in Toronto, I have a bunch of producer buddies who will come over like once a month or whatever. And we're going to have a competition to come up with like the successor to the air horn. Because the air horn's been around for like 20 years
now.
Yeah,
it's ready to retire.
I'm saying.
Yeah.
Live music from Bon Jay and the song Stumble. Thanks to our producer, Alisa Ali, and hear more artists like this at thealternateside.org.